Welcome back!
Hi, hi, hi!
I think this is episode 60.
No, 61. You were wrong when you sent me the episode last time.
Oh, that's a no.
Big accomplishment.
We missed 60!
We missed! Did we announce the wrong episode last time then?
I think we've always have been behind.
Sorry, y'all.
We're just, you know.
Hi, y'all.
We're just so busy with all, you know, our things.
But this week, it's like, just Gab and whatever we want to talk about, we're going to talk about.
Are you excited or what?
Get pumped.
So Amanda's going to look through Yahoo.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yahoo.
Big announcement, y'all. We got two friends coming to visit next weekend.
Yep. So you won't see them.
They did ask. One of them was like, "Is she gonna vlog?" About you.
So maybe, who asked that?
I think Jason asked if Megan. He's like, "Is Megan gonna vlog?"
Yeah, I do like it when we vlog when they're all with us. So that way, you know, it's more exciting versus just me and Amanda piddling around going to Marshalls.
Yeah, you only could do so many of those.
That, and I just feel like I like going back and watching it, like the wedding vlog that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we always have that to go back and be like, oh god, that was a fun time.
That was fun.
But we need to make sure that we vlog every moment, because we missed one of the giant moments that happened with your brother.
Oh, with the ranch pants?
No, we got that on video.
That didn't make it in the vlog, though, right?
It got deleted or something. I couldn't get it. I got the after effect of him spilling it.
What did we miss?
When he tried to fight that guy at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. No one saw that.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Why did you stop it?
I lived it.
Tell your side of the story here. Were you just outside? And then
we were all going home, because we're like, let's just go home. Wait, I think you...
In case no one knows, my brother's Ryan, and this was our friend Chloe's wedding that we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
So, we're all having a great time inside. Like, it's after the wedding, we're all dancing, drinking, you know, it was an open bar, so free drinks for all.
Which is bad in some people's case.
Yeah. So, it was me, your boyfriend, and I want to say... Jason.
Yeah, sounds right to me.
Yes,
I was
and
inside,
Jason.
Just hanging
yep.
out.
And someone else, Tressa.
Our good friend, Tressa.
Mm-hmm. And so we're all like, let's just go. Like, because you and Lauren were, like, pretty drunk compared to, like, us. Like, we were drunk.
I wasn't even that drunk.
You wanted to keep going.
Yeah, because I wasn't drunk.
Oh. So you wanted to keep going, and we're all like, well, let's just go back and, like, just chill. And so we're leaving... And your brother's outside getting screamed at.
By who?
By
that guy, kid?
Yeah, and then his mom was out there, that kid's mom. So how is he related to our friend Chloe who's getting married?
Oh, was it Elliot's brother that was screaming at him? Because my brother was trying to fight the maid of honor, their boyfriend. They were trying to fight. But then Chloe's... husband's brother was also yelling at Ryan too. Was it the British kid or the kid?
Because Ryan, Amanda's brother, was trying to get with someone's mom. Was flirting with someone's mom, and that's what started this.
I don't even know. God, what was happening out there? I felt
he was trying to get with this lady. This older lady was someone's mom.
Well, she was like putting it out there though.
Yeah. So then it made one of them.
I think it was Elliot's mom.
I think so, too.
Or stepmom. One of them.
Yeah, so Elliot, who is our friend's husband,
yeah.
He was trying to fight Ryan, Amanda's brother, and it was just craziness. We walk outside, and Amanda's boyfriend's just, like, at this point, he's just so chill, he just wants to leave. And I'm just like, what the fuck did we just walk into? And me and Jason are just looking at each other. Jason's one of the guys who's coming down next weekend.
But Jason was the reason why that kid wanted to fight him, though, in the beginning. Because Ryan said that they were playing some game where they turned the bathroom light off on each other or something, and Jason... did it to him or something, and the kid thought Ryan did it
to him.
Because
we're in fifth grade.
When they were drunk, being stupid, that kid was like, what the fuck? Why would you get that mad about someone?
Your brother was so far gone at that point that it was over. It was done. So eventually we got them to calm down. We're like, Ryan, just come on. Like, let's go. We're going to go back to the hotel. Your poor boyfriend got left behind because he sacrificed himself, so we got stuck with your drunk-ass brother. So me, Tressa, and Jason all went back with your brother. He was so belligerent at this point that he was just like, just kept going off while he was so pissed. And finally, Jason like looked at him dead in his face. He's like, Ryan, shut up. No one cares. And all of a sudden, Ryan just completely, his face completely drops. He goes to the other room for like 5 minutes. Comes back after you guys all came back. He's like, are you ready to apologize?
Remember this to the like to this day. I was sitting inside, like, cause there it was like basically like a big room where the where this reception was, and the bar was like, I don't know.
They tried to bring that fight back into there. You know that, right?
No, I was like off in my own little world.
Yeah.
Because I literally didn't know anything was going on because I was at the bar, and then I saw Ryan and that kid walk out, and I was like, oh, like they must be friends, cause like Ryan makes friends like when he's drunk. He's like, you want to go smoke? So mm-hmm. I thought they were walking out, but Ryan said no. That kid was like, let's take this outside. And Ryan's like, I'm not gonna fight you. And he's like, no, let's take this outside. And Ryan's like, fine, I'll walk out there with you, but this is Ryan's words, I'm not gonna fight you. And I was like, and then I just little me, I was like, oh, they must be.
But it's friends. You can ask your boyfriend about it, cause me and him, once we saw that, like, I wasn't super drunk, so it was just like, snapped out of it real quick. I'm just like, oh my god, what is happening? Jason was completely, I think he was almost sober at that point. I don't even think he drank.
Yeah, I was almost like that too. I don't know what, those drinks were not making me feel any type of
way. I don't think anyone was super belligerent but your brother.
I don't, maybe the girl was slipping him something. It was weird.
He got roofied.
Because he was wearing his tie around his head, and then Chloe's mom, our friend that got married, she was like, your brother, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I know, he's gone now, I'm sorry. Because I didn't understand what was going on, because I had no idea that happened.
But something always happens to somebody every time we go out anywhere.
What's some other fun stories that, like, fighting stories?
Fun fighting stories?
They're just funny now to look back on, probably not at the time.
There's been a lot of situations with your brother.
Yeah. What else happened that you can think of?
Well, when they called the cops on him.
Oh, tell that story.
That's I wasn't there.
Oh, neither was I. Damn. We need to get some eyewitnesses here.
I was, like, there very briefly, and I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. He was, I just know that he was outside of his apartment complex, which, to, like, put it in reference for you guys, like, we literally lived across the way, like, in the same apartment complex but different apartments, but you could see from the window the other person's apartment. It was like a 2-second walk, but I just know that he was fighting, I think, with his girlfriend or something, right?
I think so. Yep.
Sorry, Ryan. This is the, we can name this podcast All About Ryan.
You're gonna love it.
I've definitely I got kicked out of a bar. I don't think you were with me when that happened. It was at the Whiskey Barrel in East Lansing for underage drinking. Ryan was an asshole then too, because he was already drinking, and we went with I think it was like Katie, my friend Katie, like Jason and them, and we went with this girl that we used to work with at A&W named Chelsea, and she was like of age, and she was like, do you want to try my drink? And I was like, sure. And she was like, well, I'll come in the bathroom with me and like take a sip in there. And I was like, okay. And so I went in there, and of course some like lady that worked there like followed us in, and she was like, no. And she literally like grabbed me by like this and the other hand with my neck and like forced me out. And I was like, dude, you don't have to. I was like, can you please take your hands off me? She's like, no, you have to get out. And I'm like, oh my god,
that's so stupid.
And we just got there, so Ryan was pissed because he was drunk. I think he was drinking on the way there, and he was like, Amanda, you're so fucking stupid. And everyone's like, Ryan, stop, like, we got kicked out, it's done.
When we first, like, in the beginning of my friendship with Ryan, he was such an instigator and such a drama queen.
And, we love you though, Ryan.
Yeah, it's actually, the wedding thing was like random because he had been very good up until that point. So I don't know. There was a couple of times when like fighting came into effect when I can remember from college. One was the mustache party. Do you remember that party?
Oh, yes, I do.
That one was a racist fight.
I can tell you, I saw that whole thing from the sidelines, too.
That was crazy. So I was sitting with my boyfriend that I had at the time. He's mixed, so he's half black, half white. And so I'm sitting with him on this couch, and we're sitting over there, and these guys came up, and they did not like that we were together.
either that, or I thought they were just trying to pull a prank on you guys. But now that you said that, because I was drunk at the time, so I was like, oh, they're pulling a prank. Because they were sitting on this couch, they had, like, couches outside mm-hmm. underneath a tent area, mm-hmm. like a tented, I don't know, like, you picture, like,
a reception. Well, because they said, like, the N-word and stuff to him.
Oh, they did? Okay, mm-hmm. then this is definitely racist. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't realize it. And they came up behind you guys, and you guys were just sitting there, like, minding your own business, and you couldn't see them coming up behind you, and they, like, lifted the couch from the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, lift it so you guys would fall off. And I remember you getting up, being like, you were so mad.
Mm-hmm. Well, because what they said. I don't even remember what they said. I just remember the racist slurs that they said. And I couldn't believe that they were saying that.
It was ridiculous.
And so they had to hold my boyfriend back because he's just livid at this point. Mm-hmm. I think he was more mad that they, like, shoved me off the couch.
It was ridiculous.
It was so disrespectful.
There were so many people there, too. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you focusing on that? Because there were people, this is like a house party, but it was like, there was people outside, inside. Like, so it was packed, and it was fun because it was a mustache party. But that was, yeah, I remember that. That was really stupid.
And then there was another party. It was me, you, I believe, and my ex-boyfriend. We went to the Alamo. Do you remember that?
Oh my god, yes!
That was the craziest thing that has ever...
I remember being so upset. You tell this story.
You're so much better. This guy's name is Trixie or Pixie.
Something like that.
Something like a little baby fairy.
Here before, by the way. The Alamo is like this house place that has parties all the time. Mm-hmm. So we've been there
before. But we've never been to like where we ended up in this house.
It has like a million rooms. I don't even know.
It was the craziest thing. So we come in and this guy, it's his birthday and he is belligerent. Mm-hmm. He says and comes up to us and he's like yelling in our faces or something. And then
we're just standing there, by the way, not doing anything.
And then he starts saying something to my ex-boyfriend. And then he starts yelling at me and Amanda, and I just punched him in the face. So they, like, are holding him back, and I punched him again. And then he just gets so pissed, and the roommates see what's happening that live at the mm-hmm. house. So they, like, take us back into this hallway.
Secret
like,
hidden room.
Like, we're fucking Anne Frank. And they're, like, hiding us in this, like, weird room. They're like, you're gonna be safe in here. And we're like, oh my god, what was gonna happen? Then you hear outside that kid that I punched, he's screaming on top of the thing. He's like, everyone get the fuck out of my house!
And then they're like, you guys gotta go. And I was like, no, I want a party!
And then they, like, took us out into this other secret passageway that led us, like, right out front. And we're like, how?
And they're like, we're so sorry about our friend. Like, he's such a dick. And I'm like, well, why don't you kick him out then?
God. Yeah, it was so crazy. That was just so weird. Like, I don't even think we were there for that long.
I swear we were there for 10 minutes. And I was so mad because that place is kind of far to walk. Yeah. So I was like, what the hell? Because I don't think we took a taxi there.
We didn't take a taxi a lot of the times just because we were cheap. We couldn't afford $4. I don't know how many times would we go to this thing called Main Stage, or I would. Amanda never got to go because she'd be working or had band or something. So I would go in the beginning of the year and you get like a bunch of coupons for like things around the college town and stuff. And I remember I used to get all these like coupons for the taxis. I remember we used to use them like crazy. And they'd be like, the taxi people would be so bad. So many coupons.
Now they have Uber there.
I know. That's what I said, but I asked my brother about it because he also had the same situation. So what's weird about his college experience is when we took the taxis all the time. Mm-hmm. The Uber thing didn't come until after we graduated. And so in the middle of his college career, they switched over to Uber. He said it's a lot cheaper because you have so many friends that are going.
Oh,
so you split it so much that it's like nothing, whereas you go in the taxi, they're getting $4 per head.
Yeah, but his campus is a lot bigger though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be interesting to see. I don't know. We'll probably never be back in Mount Pleasant. Maybe one day.
The Wayside Reunion.
Oh my god, I'm trying to think of other fights that have happened, but I really can't. That one Halloween when I punched that guy in the balls. I don't know if you were there for that. It was like my high school party.
Like everyone from my high school was there. My friends came up. And this guy, my friend Caitlin
was up there. And this guy was, they were like standing on chairs in a kitchen. And then people were like dancing in there too. And he kept trying to grab her head and dancing on her. And she was like, this guy keeps trying to grab my head and dance on me. And I'm like, are you serious? And I'm, like, looking at him, like, don't fucking dance on her head. Like, she doesn't want... Because he was, like, taking her head and thrusting it, like, in his genital area. And I'm, like, no. Like, she doesn't want that. So then I was, like...
Who wants that?
Yeah, nobody. And I was, like, I'll just switch you spots. And, like, I'm not going to let him do it to me. And she's, like, okay. And so then he kept doing it. I'm, like, don't fucking do it. And so then I went... And then he was like, and then everyone in the party just started screaming, asshole, asshole,
to you?
And hit me, because that kid started it. And I was like, this kid was, and everyone was like, Amanda, you were, that's not, you got so drunk. And I was like, no, that kid was trying to dance on my friend's head. I was like, no one understood what was going on.
College boys are so stupid.
So disgusting. All they want is one thing. Most of them. So find yourself a good one if you can.
You can't get good ones until they're a lot older. For some reason, it takes them so long to get with the program.
Yeah. It's, I don't even know. Although, I feel bad that we talked so much shit about Ryan. Because Ryan's definitely put up with a lot of shit, too. I can think of when, this is when we were out of college, when we had, when you came up, flew up for Gabby's thing, her, like, birthday and stuff that weekend, and I got so drunk that we went to the Wayside, and we just got there, and I just had to sit on, they both, Lauren, Ryan, and I went there, we went in, they just, like, went inside, and all of a sudden, I was like, I gotta sit down, and I just sat on a park bench, like, right outside of Wayside, and puked everywhere.
And they're like, that girl's not getting in.
And then they went, and they're like, where are you? And I was like, I'm on a park bench. And then they're like, okay, come over to Burger King, like, we'll call a cab. And so then, I was sitting in the grass, puking in Burger King, and a cab pulls up, and the guy, I get in the cab, and someone in the back that's, like, already in there, they're like, she's puking, like, you can't let her in here. And the guy was like, sorry, you gotta get out. And I was like, I'm not puking anymore, I'm good, I just, like, don't feel good. And they're like, no, you gotta get out. And so then Lauren's like, it's okay, Amanda, like, we'll take this cab. And Ryan stayed with me, and I'll drive back, even though Lauren's, like, drunk. And now, so then she gets back, she's like, I'm sorry, Amanda, I'm too drunk to drive.
But I made it home.
I can't communicate. So Ryan's, like, pissed off at me. He was like, what the fuck, now we gotta walk all the way back. And he was so mad. It wasn't even that far, though.
It wasn't. Because everything where we went to school wasn't far.
No. And so we just started walking. He was so angry with me. He's like, why the fuck would you drink that much? And I'm like, sorry.
It was only far when it was cold. When it was cold, yeah. It was the fucking worst. Because you tried, out. Yeah, because you would always try to look cute, but you didn't want to bring a coat.
Mm-hmm. That, ugh, and that was the best when you turned 21, you didn't have to go to house parties anymore. Mm-hmm. Because no one really had house parties that much in the wintertime, too much, did they?
No, but I did like the feel of house parties sometimes.
Yeah.
We were the bathroom bitches, though. We would always sit in the bathroom forever.
And
then
be like, 1 second!
I'm off my period!
Yeah, I always said that a lot. And I'd be like, hurry the fuck up!
That would always be the way to get in front of the line in the bathroom, too. Hurry, my period just started. Like, just. And my friend has to come with me.
Where was that party that we went to, and it felt like we were driving out there forever, and it was, like, called the something house. The cross house or something.
The rugby house.
The rugby house. And it had that huge garage.
Yep, that was the drunkest I think I was ever at a party.
I was gonna say, that's what I was trying to remember. I remember you saying something about it.
Because we sat in that garage and your brother fed me Captain Morgan and Coke.
And you didn't say no. You were just like,
and
hey.
Then no one came to look for me. I could have died that night. I sat on that couch forever. I went outside and I peed doing. In the grass.
I think
and
that's
sat
where I found
out
you.
There
I
forever found... with no pants on.
Ew! Oh my god. I did not know that. I definitely found you out there and I was like, what are you doing? But I don't remember what the heck I was doing. Walking around. It's a blur. Oh my gosh.
Yep. I remember my boyfriend at the time, he was like, he had to carry me into the apartment. That was when I was at my lightest, though, so it was okay. And he, like, tried to force feed me bread, and I was like, no, I can't eat any carbs.
No! Oh, my God.
He had to fight me to put bread down my throat.
Ugh. I remember going to some party with, like, Lauren, and we ended up staying there till it was literally, because she was talking to, like, the guy that had the party or something, and it was, like, 4 a.m, and she went into the room with that guy, and I was like, I'll just wait for her to come out, I'm not gonna leave
I'll
her
just
here.
Wait for her to finish.
Yeah, and there was just the one friend out there, and he's like, oh, wouldn't take a shot, and I was like, sure.
You wanna go in my room?
And then I was like, no. Not about that. I was like, I'm just waiting for her. Oh my god.
I remember my high school friends, I went to college with them, and that I was like really close with them in the beginning, but then eventually we just fell off, because that's what happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. But we went to a party, and Lauren, my roommate, and then those two girls I went to high school with, we went to this townhouse for a party. And the one girl that I was friends with in high school, she was just living out her slutty years and right when we got there. So,
weren't we all?
She was just all over this guy, and we were just, like, kind of watching her, because she has a tendency to wander. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, you never want to leave anywhere.
Do not. I swear, do not. Especially
when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, we can't find her. And then we're like, have you seen this girl? She's, like, this tall. Like, she's the tallest one at the party. Like, people knew.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, she went upstairs with that guy. And we're like, what? And so me and Lauren and the other girl I went to high school with ran up the stairs, made a giant scene. Like, everyone knew what was going on. Banging on the door. We're like, get out of there! Get out of there! And he, like, comes up to the door, and he's like, what do you want? And we're like,
was he clothed?
We didn't have a shirt on. And we're like,
did she have her clothes on?
I don't know. I don't remember. She wasn't coming to the door, though. She was back in the room somewhere. And we're like, we need our friend. We're leaving. Like, and we're like, get out of there right now. And he's like, why are you up here? Like, what? Blah, blah. And all. He was, like, so mad. And so I remember we, like, swung the door open. And we had to, like, get her ass off. And we're like, come on, we're leaving.
And she's like, I hate you guys. Yeah, yep. I want to be with him.
And then later on that week, she went on a date with him and blew him in his car at the movie theater.
We are spilling some tea.
We didn't use any names.
This happens to be my old roommate, too.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Scandal.
Squish your pillow. I don't know. I think that I can't think of one more crazy story. I feel like it all blurs so much together.
When Lauren's boyfriend broke up with her.
Freshman year?
Yeah. Do you remember
I
that?
I wasn't there for that, I don't think.
Ugh.
Every time this story gets told, I want to say I was there or I left early because I was puking.
You left early because you were puking.
Was that the same night?
You left with Rachel.
Same night when, because somebody sent me with Brad and Sippy. And that's
the
same
night. Oh, I think
that
might have been a.
Same night I got caught drinking and, like, or whatever. I had to go to those alcohol classes or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of components happened that night. Yeah. But it was, like, me and my ex-boyfriend, but we weren't officially boyfriend and girlfriend at the time.
This is really early on, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, they didn't date that long.
No.
Remember when they were, like, kind of, like, off and on, like.
Because they
friends
were pretty
with benefits
much, oh yeah,
majority
were,
of the time.
They were broken up before I kind of really even came in the picture, I think,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
So then we're, like, sitting on the curb, me and my soon-to-be boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend.
If only you could tell yourself now.
And then. We're just sitting there talking or whatever. All of a sudden, I hear, oh my god! You're breaking up! Mind you, there's multiple parties going on all over. It's very loud, and I could hear that from across the parking lot. And I was like, oh my god, that was Lauren. So all I see is her storming off, and she's just crying, and I was like, oh my god. And I remember, to this day, she blames it on this one thing. I remember the next morning, she had just been crying her eyes out all morning, and I went to go get her tea bags, and I finally, like, calmed her down. And she was like, I knew something bad was going to happen that night. And I was like, do you know what I'm going to say? Because I puked in my cup on the taxi.
He was going to do it no matter what.
No matter if you puked in your glove or not.
Which, like, let's be real, that guy's, like, a postal service dude, like, has no life.
He doesn't even do that anymore, I don't think. I don't know
is
what he
is. Is he
an
army person? He was a piece of shit, so mm-hmm. Let's just give it that much.
I don't know what he does anymore.
Oh my god, that's funny. I was just thinking, too, about, there's two more stories at the mustache party that I could think of that. I think I was crying about something. I was hanging out with Rachel that night, I remember.
You had a lot of nights of crying.
Yeah, especially my freshman year. I got broken up with, and I didn't handle it well. And then we got back together, broke up, got back together.
And here he is in North Carolina.
He's changed a lot, evolved. But this was when I was single, I think the mustache party, I want to say. I want to say it was, like, in the springtime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds right. And I remember I was, like, so, this was before I think you got shoved off the couch. I think you were still sitting on the couch. I was hanging out with Rachel. I was upset about something. And Rachel's like, man, she's like, Manda. She's trying to cheer me up. And I'm, like, a little kid when I'm drunk. I'm like, you can, like, do something, I don't know, like, something a little kid would be amused by. That's what makes me happy. So she's like, take these pennies and throw them at Megan and see if they, notice or something. So we start throwing pennies at you guys. And you're like, what the fuck?
You've always did so shit like dumb. That.
And then I remember, like, inside they had, like, coffee tables that girls were getting up and dancing on. And I got up on the coffee table, I think, with Lauren. I think they might have had a mustache party two nights, I want to say. Because I don't remember this being the same night. But we definitely went back to that house multiple times.
Yeah, because there was one time I went to that house and it was different people living there.
Yeah.
And it was before I went to the mustache party.
Oh.
So it's the first semester. I don't think you were there. So it was me, Steve, Lauren, and Sippy. And Rachel, you might have... No, I think you had to do something. That's why you didn't come.
Yeah, I was in band, like, or marching band, so that's why I'm out of, like, the first couple months of these stories. Because it takes up your whole life.
But it was like, they were having that wine thing where they, like, drink out of the box wine.
Oh, Tour de France, yeah.
Yeah, so they have the box wine. You know, you're 18, 19. You don't like wine at that point. It's just, like, you don't like beer, you don't like wine. You're like, I like the sugary, nasty drinks. So, they left the boxes of wine on the thing. Like, the countertop in the kitchen. And so, Sippy and Lauren, I think Rachel was in there. I, like, try it. Instantly spit it out on Sippy's feet.
You have a tendency of spitting on people. God.
She poor was Sippy. So mad.
Were they nice shoes?
I don't remember.
Oh, God. I could see her getting mad either way.
But she was pissed. And the only other time that I, like, vividly remember is when we went to Quentin's party. When you lived with me.
About what?
Remember, he was like, everyone has to pay for the jungle juice.
Oh my God, and it was so gross. I don't think we even drank it, did we?
We did. We stole it and we never paid for it.
God. Was that like our summer? That was the summer party, right? It was like in the middle. There was some fun times that summer. Because I remember my friends came up that one time.
But Quentin was the guy who was would always do parties. He'd always have like a good time. But he was always going to be the first one. If you slipped up, he was going to sue your ass.
He sued everybody. I swear. He was like, and then he got, didn't he get taken to court or something?
Yeah, I think he went to jail or something.
Yeah.
And he always would get his refund money, and he would always go to the casino and try to flip it.
My brother said that he used to do that freshman year or something, or that when he first went to CMU. Yeah. It must be a boy thing, because I would never.
It must be an idiot thing. That is so dumb.
No, I used that to pay rent.
Like, he would put thousands of dollars down and try to flip it. Imagine if he lost all that.
I bet he did sometimes, right?
Yeah. I remember him and Devon would just work their asses off trying to get where they lived.
It was so weird because they're such an opposite couple. I don't know if they're still together or not.
I don't know.
But it was like, Quentin was like this, like,
strict, but like, still fun, but he was just like, sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Devon was just so laid back and like, hey, how you doing?
Hey, girl.
They're both nice in their own ways, but in case they're listening. I doubt they are, but... Yeah, I feel like we have so many more stories, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now.
No, a lot happened over those 4 years. A lot of drama. We were just saying earlier how we could have had our own reality show.
Really could have. Mm-hmm. There was so much. Between freshman, sophomore, maybe not so much junior, senior year. I can't think of that.
Not senior. Definitely not super senior.
No, we were calm. We actually did have fun, though. Super senior year?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? We should have lived that up even more, I think.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
We were just like, we had to get out of here.
Yeah, because I feel like our mentality when we had to go into super senior year was like, wow, we're the
wow, losers. We're the two friends that got stuck and left behind.
We're like, we have one semester. You had, like, one class, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked all the time.
And I had, like, because I had literally a full thing because I graduated with exactly as many credits as you needed. So I was definitely, that kid.
Yep, but I remember, like, at least, like, Lauren would come back and she'd visit. And a lot of people would be like, you guys are lucky because you're still in college.
Mm-hmm. And at the time, we were like, no, we want to be out and...
We're tired of this with my one class.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
We had fun. And we definitely went out a good amount of times. I just wish we went out more. I think it's so much fun your freshman and sophomore years because you can't go to the bar. So you're forced to just find...
Just figure it out. Parties. That and you usually don't have a job because you can't have a car.
Yep. I didn't have a job neither those years. It was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We didn't get jobs until between our sophomore and junior year.
Yep, we both got one the same summer and stayed with it.
Yep. I remember the apartment that we stayed in that summer used to get so hot that we all, like, would sleep in the main room because we had a box AC and we had to. And then this one time, the AC just broke. Oh, it completely froze up and we were all in there, we're like, oh my god, we're gonna die.
That was also the summer where, like, let's go tubing, like, every night.
Yeah, we did. We tube and drank every single day.
Mm-hmm. You taught me how to cook a lot that summer.
Pasta bake.
There was other stuff. You're like, you can make this. And I said, okay.
Yep.
Because I didn't really cook anything. Because the first 2 years I had the cafeteria plan. But, and that summer too, it was so hot in there. I remember Rachel, that was the summer she broke her leg. But she was like letting me stay in her room for free. And so she was like, can you at least help me like pack up my stuff? And I had to pack up her entire room and squeeze it in her car. Because she couldn't go up or down the stairs. So literally every box I had to pick up.
You paid your rent that way.
Yeah. And then we had to move everything out back to Brandon's. Ugh, it was hot.
That was stupid. So it was, I lived in this one apartment for a whole entire year. And then my ex-boyfriend lived in another apartment that was in the same complex. But my roommates and I decided that we didn't want to live together the next year. So my ex-boyfriend and his roommates were like, oh, we'll just move into yours. Like, that'll be easy. Not easy, because the apartment complex said, well, even though you're staying there, technically, you have to move all the stuff out and then move it all back in.
It was so dumb. It was only for a couple of days because they just wanted to come inspect it.
Yeah.
Because it was new people in it, I guess. But it sucked because we had to move everything over to that place and he still had roommates over there. I don't know. Maybe it was a free bed because I don't know how I stayed in there, but I must have slept in somebody's bed or something. But I remember the couple days that we were there, somebody shit in the toilet, didn't flush it, then they flushed it. I tried flushing it, and it overflowed everywhere. And then I remember Brandon going, I think it was Carlos, or it was Carlo or whatever, and he's like, Carlo, you need to go fucking clean that shit. Sure, on my Instagram there's pictures of when I cleaned their fucking bathroom because it was so bad I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, they were pretty disgusting.
Because I think you had to work most of that time. I want to say I worked too, but
I was the town part of it too.
I hated that.
I remember this one night when I lived with those boys
in the apartment I lived in originally that they moved in.
Brandon.
kept on rolling.
But, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to episode 61. We'll be back with you with episode 62.
Go subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or listen to every single podcast we've ever done on NotSoSoberThoughts.com, and go like Back to the Review Chair and listen to their podcast as well. It's all about movies.
And if you're a nice big company like Blue Apron, MeUndies, or any of the following, please sponsor us.
We have our email in the link down below. I think it's MeganandAmanda91.
90.
90. Why are we 90?
Because you were born in 92 and I was born with 91.
Oh, okay.
We're 90s children.
90s gals.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
We won't see you. But you know.
Find us on everything.
Bye. Bye.